going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's hear this, too. This is Ian Cunningham.
So, finally, I get to meet this master of 1,000 voices.
Well, yes, you see, I have an auditory gift far beyond that of the average man. I need only hear a voice but once, and I can replicate it perfectly.
Well, we don't get to hear from a lot.
It's going to get wild, Brad. Sit back and watch.
It's going to be wild.
Okay, then.
My fourth attempt at my Ian Cunningham impression.
It's getting worse.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
I feel so. I said to Spiegs,
come on.
I think that he needs the tuning fork. I think he needs
that,
to.
That was it, but then you talked for a while.
I know.
It's
that's
your
what
fault.
I'm saying.
Ooh,
wow. Pointing a finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the mechanics
pointing
of impression.
Finger.
Yeah, the mechanics. Yeah,
yeah, just the mechanics,
yeah,
of an impression.
It's Lawrence's fault your impression sucks.
As you know, my husband is in charge of the city's water supply. If it got out that he was missing, it might cause a panic.
I see.
Well, this is Mrs. Devereaux. You've kidnapped my husband. Oh!
We could try it again where I'll just be quiet because clearly no. I'm the reason.
I think one of the best things that we did.
You know, one of the things we did was.
Turned into Brad. Ryan Pace.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Tanny. It's a Ryan Pace now.
You guys are too. You're listening too closely. Don't listen as closely.
Everything's on the table.
I received a phone call from a friend of my husband's, a Mr. Carlucci.
And did he sound something like this? Hey, how you doing? This is a Mr. Carlucci.
Was he at the circus?
Yes.
You gotta speak up! I'm out of the circus!
I can confidently say that's one of the worst Ian Cunningham impressions I've ever heard.
They call me the Mimic.
Dutchie, what has it been like to have people do an impression of your husband? Hey, how you doing? What has that been
that's
like?
That's a bad impression.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for saying that.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
I was not expecting that twist and turn. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We will get you ready for Cubs Dodgers later on this evening. We're going to have a whole draft hour at 3 o'clock. You do not want to miss that. Jim DeShays is going to join us in about 15 minutes. The whole crew is here. Tanny with the great open. Shane broke some news today. That man.
Something having to do with my job.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He also did have blueberries. I want to make sure that everybody knows that.
And Tums. Yeah. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. I dare you to find another talk show host in America who does not one, but two impressions of assistant general managers around the National Football League. That's how you have beaten Wojo here on the Score.
I feel like the guy who just left probably does a couple.
What? Marshall? I've never heard him do a single assistant general manager. Oh, Mark Grody, you mean?
Yeah,
he might.
He's probably got a couple in there.
Whatever. How about that Miguel Amaya home run to tie that thing last night? Two outs in the ninth, 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Tanner Scott. My goodness, I would have stood up for that one, Lawrence Holmes.
It's so funny. Last night, I needed to ask Layla about something, so I was on the phone with her, and we were like watching the game while we were on the phone. And I was like, oh, this, I was like, I gotta go. This is gonna be one of those 10 to 8 games. It's gonna be one of those games tonight. She's like, it looks crazy over there. And I'm like, yes, it does. And then you have it like that had. With the Dodgers fans acting all crazy before the game and marching down Sheffield Avenue, have they started something new now?
I have never seen an opposing team's fan base gather, presumably in a bar in Wrigleyville, and then get together and march down the streets that are already blocked off. It's pretty ingenious, I got to say.
Well, see, now I'm starting to think what fan bases might follow suit, and you have to think of, like, population, so... Cardinals
Who
fans
are the Chicago White Sox.
I mean,
that, marching from all over the neighborhood,
that,
baby.
That would make sense. Cardinals fans are the first group that I thought of.
Just from, from a tactical standpoint, like they could be coming from anywhere. The White Sox fans, you know,
up Kenmore, up Grays, but who's, Seminary.
Who's
going
to organize them? Like that's the thing. Will there be enough? Will they want to buy the tickets?
I know who's going to do it. Now, Tony La Russa is going to come into town for that series in the middle of May and just organize everybody.
He's going to
lead the hell out of the posse.
He's going to do it for the series that's in St. Louis, though. That's the problem. That's what he's going to do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the Cubs Cardinals aren't here? They're in St. Louis?
Yeah, no, that had soccer fandom vibes, didn't it?
It was very cool. The Columbus Crew, they do some of that when they are on the road. They've done that at fire matches. Obviously, Portland and the Timbers, they do it. Seattle FC, their fans do it.
And all over Europe and Ireland.
Of course.
That's the thing.
But I was using American sports.
Nice
because,
job.
You know.
Because you follow American sports.
I try.
Comes in handy at times.
Look at that. I knew there was a reason. Yeah, 100%.
I have that breakdown on Tyler Shuck if you guys need it at some point.
I have Tyler Shuck content for you later in our NFL draft hour.
See?
I'm very excited to bring that to you.
Good. Then we can talk about it. But I thought it was it was a cool thing, and it started organically. It makes sense. Those streets are closed to traffic. You can just kind of enjoy the neighborhood and walk around. I hope that the Cardinals, the Brewers, the White Sox, the Yankees usually have a good contingent of people when they come to town.
Sure.
I think everyone should do some sort of version of that. It added some juice.
It did. And you know what? Last night was the first time I like live tweeted a Cubs game in a while at my new account at Matt Spiegs, having been hacked back in the day and used Spiegel and Holmes for a while. Now I got a new account. So I'm live tweeting the Cubs game. After the game, I probably saw 8 to 10 varieties of people quote tweeting the video of the Dodgers fans going, you know, doing the march, and then they themselves
given the
would
final
write,
score.
And then what happened? It was what Jay Zawoski said. And then what happened? So 8 to 10 varieties of that. But man, that's great for sports to have
100%
to have stuff like that, and to have two serious teams, two serious National League ball clubs. And I got to tell you, man, the Cubs winning that game on the heels of them winning the Friday game is making them one of the talks of baseball. It was story number 2 on MLB.com as of this morning with that pull quote from Miguel Amaya, this team does not quit, you know? I saw it on MLB Network this morning. Are the Cubs one of the heavyweights in the National League? Like, there is a level of respect that's going around because of how they've done record-wise against this schedule that everybody knew was difficult. And the way that they have come back. And that game yesterday and the one on Friday, that's two all-timers in a week. That is two all-timers in a week where it's like crazy games with echoes of the Sandberg game and Mike Schmidt hitting four homers and 23-22 and whatever Wrigley classic with the wind blowing out you want to pull. That's two games in a week that rank right up there. It's an insane moment for Cubs and Cubs fans if you're there.
It was dope. Like it's just fun baseball and getting baseball like this in April. The Friday's game and this game with two good teams that you're going up against, the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers.
Yep.
Two teams that you would expect are going to be there at the end. That's why I thought it was a shame that the Dodgers and the Cubs series for the season is done. I would love to see these two teams match up in August, for example, to kind of see where they're at. But if you want to get excited about things that are going on with the Cubs, Look at their lineup last night. Look at the production. The offense is out there. Now, Jed it told Marshall and Grody today, like, we can't rely on that. Like, we got to do some other things too. But they are hitting the ball. There's a bunch. When you look at the OPS numbers inside the box score of this team, you're seeing a lot of numbers above 700, which is great. Here's something that's super exciting. If you go to Fangraphs right now and look at MLB war leaders on Fangraphs.
Oh, I know. It's your guy. It's your guy. Go ahead, baby.
It's not just my guy. Your guy, too.
A couple of them.
Aaron Judge is number one. Right now, he's a 2.34.
Already.
Already.
So that's wins that he is theoretically worth, statistically, what, 24 games into the season.
Fernando Tatis is second at 1.9. Corbin Carroll is third at 1.7.
Terrible start last year. Great start this year.
Pete Alonso is fourth at 1.6. Tied with
Kyle Tucker.
Damn right. And right behind them,
your guy, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Pete Crow Armstrong at 1.5. As it stands right now, the Cubs have two players in the top six of Major League Baseball F4.
That is amazing that Pete is already up there.
And defense
at a critical position, base running as we know, and now the last 10 days of slug.
And if you were to go down to the top 12... there's another Cub in there. Would you like to guess who it is?
If he's played enough, it's Carson Kelly.
That is correct.
Okay.
Carson Kelly is 11th in F-War at 1.3.
Interesting moment last night when Michael Bush, who's been great, gets pinch hit for by Craig Counsell, and Carson Kelly comes in to face the lefty Kirby Yates, or face the righty Kirby Yates. It was going to be Bush against the lefty Alex Vesia, who is like really difficult for lefties, except for Kyle Tucker, who homered off of him.
He doesn't seem afraid of anybody now.
That at bat, man. Outrageous. But, you know, Bush continues to get no respect from Counsell when it's a tough lefty.
You get no respect.
But the matchup was Bush versus Vesia or Kelly versus Yates. And Kelly's been so damn good. I'm totally cool with that decision last night. It was fun. Like, Dave Roberts is at the top step of the dugout waiting for Kelly to be announced so he can go out and make the move. Like, you had wheels turning with big-time managers and big-time franchises in the City Beautiful in the middle of April that felt like October. Crazy.
It was really great. And you see the Cubs pound out 17 hits in the game. Look, we heard the Cubs all year talk about how bad the weather was last year and how it wasn't a great run-producing environment.
So let it work for you when it's the other way around.
Man, you could tell. Like, and look, shout out to Shota, because Shota was out there trying. He was throwing everything that he had at him. And look.
Some of those bombs, man.
Yeah. But
who's it? Pajes? Pajes is one.
The Pajes one. It's funny because that's when Layla and I were on the phone. She's like, Pajes just hit one to the moon.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And so, you know what's interesting? Craig Counsell, obviously, like, is a numbers guy and an analytics guy. But he knows that the vibes can matter from a win like this. With this schedule and that team playing here in the middle of April, listen to him talking about the win last night.
I mean, it's a fun team to watch play. I mean, that's what I tell you, is come out to the park and watch the team play, because it's, you know, this homestand, they've done some amazing things and some resilient things, most importantly. You know, you win games like that early in the season, it's a great kind of carry forward for the rest of the season.
Man, their council saying a win like that can be some carry forward for the rest of the season. The best managers have to acknowledge those kind of factors. And he does. Like, the presence of Tucker as a superstar. He talked about the presence of Yelich as a superstar on those Brewers teams. Like, just the soft factor of, oh, I know we got that guy. That kind of helps everybody else relax. Him acknowledging wins like that and like the one on Friday in the middle of this schedule, a carry forward effect for the rest of the year. Let's see it.
Let's talk with someone who was there. Jim DeShays is going to join us after a quick timeout. We'll ask him about what's gone on over the last few days at Wrigley Field. It's been nuts. Yar. Back after this in the school.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.